Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheem Moritz is stepping into the room.
And Coach just rolled in.
We are live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. We've been waiting on this all week.
What you been waiting for, man?
Man, you already know.
So have I, honestly. You know, it's not like getting back out to practice after the performance that we had. You know, getting some guys back in practice today, getting Michael out there, a lot of fun. So getting in here is nice, man. This is the couch. This is therapy.
All right. Well, let's start the therapy, man. Guys were asking us. We asked the listeners some questions in addition to our questions. Do you ever just lose it with this team? Do you ever, like, I mean, there's a strategy, and you're a player's coach, the perception you're a player's coach. At some point, you just snap and go, you guys got to play better.
Yeah, what's that do? What good is that?
Right. That's what I try to explain to the listener.
I'm a teacher. You know, right. I'm a realist, and you got to go out there, and you got to get guys the right way. You got to know how to touch everybody. And you know which buttons to push, and like, that does nothing. You know, like, that's for you guys. That's for fans. That's for nobody. You know, you got to go out there and teach. You got to go out there and find, identify things that you can correct. You got to get those things corrected. You got to be able to identify those problems and go fix them.
Is it all execution right now? Because we spent a lot of this week talking about Zach Robinson in the offense, and we know if you don't get the many plays, you can't work all the things you worked on. All of a sudden,
yeah, like, you know, like,
possessions are at a premium.
That's always tough. You know, when you get into those type of games, that's never going to be the type of game, the brand you're playing, the football you want to play. You know, nobody wants to go out there and try to play catch-up and drop-back game, really have about 16 real offensive plays, maybe 17 real offensive plays before you get into a situation where you're down, you know, enough significant points that your offense is out the window. Now you're in 2-minute hurry up on the ball, that type of ball. That's just not the brand of football we want to play. Nobody plays in the National Football League. And we got caught in that situation early for various reasons. You know, you say execution because we tell you guys what we want to tell you. You know, some of the stuff was execution. Some of the stuff was they just outplayed us. There's a lot of different things that go into that. And we didn't come out ready to play. We didn't have a good game. And when that happens in this National Football League, you will go out there and you will lose those games in a heartbeat. You know, you never make excuses about injuries. That's happened with everybody. The people that are out there got to go out there and perform. We didn't perform.
So getting back to the yelling at guys, you just mentioned that we weren't ready. How much of that falls on you? How much?
All of it.
Okay, so then how do you attack that and know that this team's ready to go out on Sunday? Is that a feeling? Do you get after guys' butts? I mean, what is that, Rob?
That's easy. You know, like, we have our meetings and we have our variations of meetings. You know, my days is Monday through Saturday when you get a chance to coach guys, get them right, get them ready, talk about what you're doing, what the plan is. There's a simple mathematic thing with everything. There's a way to win every single game, and you got to figure that out. And when you don't go execute the way to win a game, you got to let the guys know. You got to tell them, and you got to talk to them the way you need to talk to them. But, you know, none of that has to do with anything that has to do with public appearance for you guys or anybody else. You know, the guys know what we need. We can talk to them. We can tell them. I can identify the things to you guys and tell you with a very plain voice and honesty and open and honesty. I can talk about it with our guys, whoever that requires, our coaches, our players, everybody involved. You know, but that won't ever be anything that you need to see.
Perception's reality, as we talked to Coach Raheem Morris. Why not make a change with your OC, Coach? Perception is we don't score points. The numbers are we don't score points. Fans are saying, what are we doing offensively? And then this week you defended our OC and Zach Robinson. Why?
Of course, it's like the best offense we've had since 2016. And we've done a really good job over the last 2 years. And we've done some great things all across the board. We got to get better in the red zone this year. And we can do a better job in the red zone this year. And I believe in my guys. I believe in what they do. I believe we'll go out there and get the stuff done. I believe we have the system in place, the coaches in place. I believe the guys are in place, and we'll go out and get those guys ready to go, and we'll play football. Like, it's not about defending everybody. It's not crisis management every time something goes wrong. You got to go out there, and you got to play and do what you do and how you believe in it, and that's what we do.
I know, but you moved on from Ike Hilliard because you felt something wasn't right in that aspect. So, I mean, I know you got a lot of brain power in this building on the offense. Have you ever thought about bringing somebody as teams bring consultants in all the time to
no,
help Zach?
No, that's not how we do stuff. And then the Ike Hilliard thing, and you got to completely separate all of those things. You know, we moved on for the reasons we moved on that we talked about. You know, this is not one of those situations. This is a situation that you got to go out there and you got to get better and go out there and execute what you got to do. You know, and that's what we had to do this week, and we didn't do that. So, like, we'll go out, we'll get better, we'll do all the things we need to do.
Coach, you talked about having your meetings with Mr. Blank. Obviously, I'm assuming you're not going to share, but I'm just curious, your explanation, is it the same thing that you tell us, or is that a different kind of meeting? I think fans are curious because we hear this, hey, they met. And I've said this, Coach. Arthur Blank's done this for a long time. You were here years ago as an assistant. He's met with head coaches. So this is not anything new, but I think people wonder, like, what goes down in those meetings as far as is it civil? Is it just an explanation? Is it a conversation? How does that meeting take place?
No excuses, no explanations, first of all.
Okay.
That'll never be the case of a matter. It's the truth, right? We get into our meetings and we tell the truth about what happened and what we didn't get done or what we got done and what we liked. You know, it was never going in there and doing those things. But, like, it's a normal cadence that we meet with our owner, and I really like it. It unites the whole, you know, really the whole franchise. Talk about what we're getting done so we can be absolutely honest and upfront with everything. Obviously, we go over the medical report. Obviously, we go over what happened in the game from offense, defense, special teams category. We talk about the things that I talked about as a way to win every game. And when you talk about the things what you need to do to win that game, what we got accomplished and what we did not, why it didn't go our way, what we can do better. It's always going to be an after-action report after every single game. And all those things go into that play. And all those things are, you know, talked about. And it's not just talked about with me. It's talked about with the leaders on our offense, our defense, our special teams. It's talked about with the leaders in our building, the people that work with us that closely. You know, Terry, myself, everybody. And, like, we'll get a chance to meet with all our coaches and go through everything that we need to do better. Those are the things that we did well. How do we repeat those things? How we make them repeatable? You know, you go through everything. So it's just like one of those things that you always go through every single Monday. It's something that you go through after every single game or whatever the day the game is, the after action, whatever the case may be. But you go through those things, and you have to. You know, you just talk about everything, how you can do better.
It is Coach with us, guys. Raheem Morris live inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at the Branch as we get ready for the Patriots. We'll talk about that matchup in a second. When you're having struggles or a guy and you're asking J.D. Bertrand to his job to cover some of the passing routes or guys are coming through his zone, it seemed like he was outmatched. You talked about he had to play better. Was Ronnie Harris – I know that – I want to say that D'Angelo Malone was a scratch, or do you now look at that and say we got to find more athleticism?
What do you mean a scratch?
Or was D'Angelo Malone not an option for you in that game, or does it bring you the athleticism you need in that position?
They play a little bit different position. It was more closer with Ronnie.
Right.
Him and Ronnie play similar position, and obviously they had two different roles. You know, like, obviously – Ronnie was going out that time, and he was playing sort of the three-down linebacker defenses for us. So he was able to go in those situations. We had about 15 or so snaps of that. And then we got a bigger portion of the base situation because the run that was going on and how the lead changed and how the terms dictated. So, like, normally you go in that game, you like to get that thing half across the board. You know, J.D. has some tough downs. You know, like, you expected that. The J.D. has some tough downs. He handled it one right off the back, first play of the game with a real route that he was able to handle. There was a couple plays that went down in the red zone that we did not handle and a couple other plays. But, you know, like, you don't sit there and you point the finger at one person. You just say he can play better, and you know he can play better, and we're capable of playing better. But at the same time, you want to get those guys in great matchups you can get them into, and Ronnie provides that for us with a little bit more athleticism and some things that he can do when it comes to some of the coverage.
Will we see him then?
Yeah, you'll see. Okay. We've seen Ronnie last week, but you'll see Ronnie more. Right. And more as we go, because that's what the plan. When you lose a guy like Divine,
Divine Diablo.
When you lose a guy like that, you gotta put those guys out there and and find their roles and how they can fill those roles for them.
Because you figure, you know, it is a copycat league. Josh McDaniels, everybody will see what's been going on because it just, you know, they're gonna try to exploit that if it's not better.
Coach, no panic. There's a lot of panic out here. All right, I'm just telling you.
Well, I'm panicky.
Me too. But there's no panic with you. And I'm looking you right in the face, and I've known you for a long time. But that's how you operate. But let me ask you about just having a sense and a control of everything. We've lost a couple of games. It's not the end of the season. It's just the way that we've lost, and people are like, what is going on? So when I ask this question about having a sense and a feel for the organization and your team, what would you say to Falcon fans about we're going to be all right. This is under control. How would you say or answer that question? Because I get this. Does Raheem have a real sense of what's happening?
We got a Super Bowl curse here in Atlanta, and it's like a hangover from everybody, and everybody feels that, right?
You're right.
It's like one of those things, right? But like every organization goes through a lull in the season. You go through points, mm-hmm. right? We won a Super Bowl in L.A. We lost 4 games in a row. It's the same feel, that same sense of urgency, that same type of fight. And you had to get back and figure it out, right? And then those things happen within a year, within a day, within a game. But you can't blink, right? You got to go out there and you got to figure out what's wrong. You got to go out there and correct them and make those things happen. And that's what's going to get done, right? You don't just get panicky. And like you're talking about, right, panic can't be within – the framework of our building. Panic is supposed to be outside the building. That's what's fun for the fans. That's what we love. That's what we go out there and do. But the emotional roller coaster that you guys are able to ride, we can't. We got to go find ways to get better and go play the games and find ways to win. Like I just mentioned, man, there's ways to win every single game, and there's the way to win each individual game. That's what you go through.
Raheem Morris is with us, guys. And look, I have to tell you, because you live part of it. I mean, when you go going on 8 seasons without the playoffs, I mean, pressure just, it mounts up. And that's why we feel like last year we were 6-3, and now it's like, it feels like we're getting to like a crossroads here. Like this season could go one of two ways.
There's no doubt. That's every season. And that's every team. Like you're talking, we're dealing with like a 500 league right now. And we got to find a way to get back to 500. We got to find a way to get more wins. We got to find a way to get the next one is the most important one.
Ron, let's talk about the Patriots. Drake May, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. They are 8th passing yards in the league. We're number 1 against the pass, by the way, defensively. They're 8th in points. They're scoring about 26.6 a game. Offensively, they're doing some really good things and are going to challenge us, but they've also won 5 straight. They got a lot of momentum.
They've done a great job. You know, they've done a nice job with the young quarterback. You know, obviously Josh has done a nice job with those guys. They got up there and they're able to run the football really well. They are living off their lifeline, which is their O-line, running the ball, putting Drake in some really nice situations to get the ball out of his hand, gave him some nice completions. He's able to go out there and throw the ball down the field. He has all the tools. He can run a little bit. He's very Josh Allen-esque, you know, so to speak. So he's doing such a great job. And then they're doing a nice job of complimenting on defense, playing really good defense as well. So, like, they're playing really well at a high level in their team, and they're in a high point. And that is a very good job by those guys. And, like, it's the perfect timing for us.
I want to follow this up with our offensive line. We've heard you say the last couple of weeks we got beat up front. Coach, do we have the right guys up front?
No doubt. Well, no doubt we have the right guys. That's why you can challenge them that way. That's why you can be open and honest and tell those guys when they didn't play well, because you know they're capable of playing well. If we didn't have the right guys, you couldn't say that, right? You'd be nervous to say that. You would have to go out there and find different ways to win. But we're counting on our guys. You know why we're counting on our guys? Because we've got really good guys. And we got guys that can go out there and execute and get things done. And that's what I count on those guys doing this week.
You feel like they're going to meet the challenge? Because I know this happened against – was it Carolina maybe? And I think Jake came in and said, we got challenged. And then the next week, we met the challenge.
The guys do. You know, that's what they do. You challenge the guys that you know are capable of getting it done, right? You don't want to go out there and challenge guys you don't think are not capable of getting it done. I'm challenging guys that I know are capable of getting it done.
It's got to be aggravating for you as a coach. It seems like we play down to the teams, but the fans, the perceptions. I know it's the NFL any given Sunday, but we feel like, you know, Miami coming in here, that's got to be a win for us, and they just bit us in the mouth and we didn't have a plan B.
And that's why you don't play in the National Football League, because you got to show up every single week or you're going to get hit in the mouth. And we got hit in the mouth, and you got to come out there and show up in a major way, and not just one group, not one coach, not one person, all of us, all hands on deck. Right. You got to go out and execute the plan they did.
Speaking of all hands, it's forthcoming. We know we'll get the injury report's going to drop here in a bit. You feel good about Drake coming back?
I do. Feel really good about Drake coming back. Just left practice, obviously, as you guys know. So I feel good about those guys going out there. Drake was able to go practice today. Michael Penix was able to go practice today. Got some guys out there, man. That felt really good. When you get those things done, you can't wait to get to practice. And when you get out of practice, you feel like I do right now. And you feel inspired. You feel ready to go, right? Woe was me stuff is over with. You guys can hold that. I won't.
No, we're not holding it. We don't want to live in that either. We want to live in the next week. We're ready for New England. If the game was tomorrow, I'd be ready. I mean, that's right. How I'm feeling after Sunday. Coach, talk to us about some keys going into this game. About us. You always talk about it's about us. It's not about them. We know what they offer. We know what they're doing right now. What do we have to do? And, I mean, the obvious is everybody's going to scream at the radio right now or their streaming service, whatever the hell they're listening. And
run the ball.
Yeah, we got to run the ball, Dukes and Bell. What do we have to do Sunday?
So, you know, that's easy to say from everybody from a different perspective, right? We just talked about the Patriots and what they're doing. They haven't had a 50-yard rusher, I don't think, on the season, right? So that's the case, right? You do got to go run the football. You got to run the ball efficiently, right? You got to go do all of those things. We got 2 really good running backs. We got an O-line we just challenged. We got to be able to go out there and run the football. There's no doubt. But you get your quarterback back. You got to go out there. You got to score in the red zone, number 1 on offense, right? That's what you got to do. We got to score points, right? You just talked about how many points they average, all those things. But the same thing, vice versa, you got to go out on defense. You got to stop the run. These guys will run the ball as well as anybody. They run the ball as much as anybody. They run the ball downhill. They run the ball with big people. They've done it at two different places, three different places, whatever you
can. I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Accountant, whoever you're looking at, whatever the case may be, we got to go out there and we got to meet that challenge, and which we're capable of doing, which I feel really good about, and I can't wait to get to the game.
Let's go get a win.
Let's go, man.
Coach Rob, appreciate you.
Good luck.
I love it. I love when you guys try to be tough, man. It's awesome, man.
Hey, man, we got to keep it real.
You guys are good, man.
We got to keep it real.
Hey, you got to keep everybody with a little bit less panic, right?
We try.
You got to become a little bit more fighter.
Wait a minute. Hey, you get to 5-3.
We got to have a little bit more fight in you, man.
I'm disappointed. It's already happened.
Hey, you got to have a little bit more fight in you. Like, you got to go, man. Yeah. Don't panic for me.
Yeah, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people.
Hey, man.
Thank you, Rob.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.